Using natural gas will be saving an average of $105, and propane users will get even bigger savings. It will also cost less than last year to heat homes with heating oil or electric heat. An email phishing scam may have fooled up to 10,000 Microsoft Hotmail users into giving up passwords that were then posted publicly. Microsoft officials announced yesterday the passwords were posted on an internet site. The unidentified site was shut down and the passwords removed. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills, looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mr. Robert Zulu Ogga, and we're going to be talking about his organization, Take America Back. And what can be done? Well, they have a plan, and I'm going to let him tell you about it. Sounds exciting to me. He comes with a good recommendation from our friend Joan Vian. So without further ado, Mr. Zulu Ogga, is it Robert?
Yes, it is, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, you go right ahead and explain what your organization is, about the meetings you have planned, about what you believe we can do to take America back from the wicked people who have violated their oath of office, who have violated the Constitution that they've sworn to uphold, and are intent upon centralizing all power in Washington, D.C.
Well, let me give you a bit of a thumbnail of where I come from in the process. I moved to Phoenix 16 or 17 years ago and had the joy of working for Jack McLamb. He was at that time sending out his newsletter to lawmen and military, and I had the opportunity of helping him develop a computer system for keeping track of his customers. But anyway, for many years I've been dormant on that account, set into the system, had been found myself getting audited by the IRS. We worked for the Liberty Foundation up in Colorado where, I forget the guy's name now, to be honest, but he was the great tax protester. His name will come to me. But we got raided by the IRS and the CID, and they closed our operations down. And that taught me, you know what, let's try to conform with the system. Let's see what happens if you do everything right. So I spent the last 16 years doing everything right, only to find out that when I saw George Bush sitting in front of the television cameras with Paulson to his side, saying that if we don't give all this money to the bankers for a bailout, that we're all going to go down the toilet. And I thought, something's wrong with this picture. Something seriously wrong with this picture. You know, as a conservative American, this just doesn't even come close. So that was October of last year, and I decided to stop listening to the spin and start going beyond. And I liked your opening line, you know, to look at the story behind the story. So I have been president of a group called Coalition for Conservative Majority since January, noticing very quickly that the majority of our citizenry is duped beyond belief in terms of what is real. There's a need, serious need of civic education for the Constitution, and recognizing that if we don't go adhere to the Constitution and the founding principles of our nation, there is zero hope that we will be able to maintain the representative form of government of the people, by the people, and for the people. So in this process, we have been had the door open to legislators here in Arizona to meet with conservative, constitutionally principled legislators, and they gave us a shove, the rub off for a start. It's like, I've got to go to lunch. Session went late, and I just looked at him and I said, "Sir, how long? What does it take to get more than a howdy doody with you?" And he kind of looked at me, took a second look, and he looks at his watch and he says, "Well, can you give me an hour and a half?" So I looked at my watch, and I don't wear one, and I said, "Well, all right, I'll rearrange my day." So we did. We went back to his office an hour and a half later. There were three of us. We spent 2.5 hours in his office, and he goes, "Wow." He says, "This is a God thing." He says, "This was meant to be." He said, "Would you mind? I know I put you off." He said, "But would you mind? Would you come back next week? And I've got some friends of mine here in the legislature I'd like you to talk to." So we did. We talked to his legislator friends. The next week, one of them came along. Next week, he said, "Please, can you come back again next week?" So over a course of 2 months, we started meeting with conservative, constitutionally based legislators, and we had up to 12 of them in our state of Arizona who were interested in getting together to see what they could do to strengthen the constitutional principles in what's happening in the halls of government in our state level. Fast forward, we went to a conference in Kansas City, which Joan Vion attended, Walt Myers, a number of senators. I don't know if you know Jim Guest out of Missouri. And there was representatives from 7 or 8 states, all desiring to get together to develop constitutionally centered legislation that strengthens state sovereignty and state rights. As your listeners probably know, the Tenth Amendment is one of the areas that a lot of states are trying to pass a resolution on. But a resolution is really, it's nothing. A resolution just says, "Federal government, we don't like what you're doing. Please stand back." But it's got no teeth in it. And what we are focused on in our upcoming Take America Back Freedom Forum is to invite legislators from the 50 states, to invite them to come and work together to develop sound legislation that is constitutionally based and that is legally has an opportunity to make its way through the system, to launch in 2010 some legislation that says, "All right, federal government, enough's enough, stand back off, and if you don't, we're taking legal action." So we recognize that some of the actions they may have to take in the new year will be legal. The feds have stepped all over the states, and now with all these stimulus funds, the states are losing their sense of direction and their own sense of sovereignty and destination. So, in an opening line, that's what we're about.
Well, I think that's exciting, and certainly, I think that what we have to stress is the fact that the Constitution is the law of our land. There are a lot of people in Washington, D.C. who don't like that. They've sworn to uphold the Constitution, and they've committed perjury because they've worked actively against the Constitution they've sworn to uphold. So we have to hold their feet to the fire. First of all, we have to educate the legislators and the people as to what the Constitution says. It's really very clear. It's to limit the power of the central government. They can talk all they want to about the general welfare clause and all that's necessary, the necessary clause. But all of this is simply rhetoric. The Constitution limits what the federal government can do to assert a few specific items. And from there on, they're violating the spirit, the meaning, the wording of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. And these are things they're involved in the federal government should never be involved in, no matter how much they hate the Constitution. If they want to change it, then let's let them go ahead and amend the Constitution. Let's have a discussion of what the Constitution says, rather than simply surreptitiously going around it, doing an end run around our Constitution, and centralizing all all power in Washington, D.C. And I really believe these people who are working in Washington, D.C. are frankly subversive.
Well, you know, you're saying two things there. Number one, you're more gracious than I am in terms of you're calling them for not upholding the Constitution. You're saying that they're, what's the terminology you're using there?
I call them subversives.
I would go so far as to say it's treasonous.
All right.
It's treason. What these guys are doing is treason. How can you possibly, in good faith, pass a 1,300-page bill without reading it and saying you are in good faith doing the best for the American people? It's just not right. It's just absolutely, you know, the last 10 months has clearly got a larger majority of Americans waking up to the fact that all is not well in Washington. But let's look at the Constitution itself, Doctor. You've got Article 1, Section 8. In paragraph 3, it gives the feds the right to regulate commerce. Well, let's break down those words. Regulating commerce.
You're going to have to hold off, Robert, because we're going to a break. But when we get back, we'll talk about what Article 1, Section 8 actually says, and how it's very specific in what it's talking about. It does not give them a blank check to undermine our freedom. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Radio Network, our guest is Robert Zuluaga. We were talking about Take America Back and basically their plan to try to get legislators to really start passing hard legislation that will have some significance, saying the states are not going to go along with your unconstitutional acts in Washington, D.C. Call them subversive, call them treasonous. I see nothing wrong with that word. It's in the dictionary, and really, that's exactly what it is, because these people hate America. Go right ahead, Robert.
Well, before the break, I was talking about Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 3. And it says, to regulate commerce, and to regulate means to make regular with foreign nations and among the several states. And then it goes on to say with Indian tribes. So they only have the right to regulate, that is to make it regular among the states. This does not give them the prerogative to participate in commerce. So let's look at the areas that our federal government is participating in commerce. They're in Medicare. They're in banking. They're in the auto industry now. They're in the insurance industry. They're in the national parks. Look, what gave Teddy Roosevelt the right to take all the land grabs that we have across the nation? You know, the federal government, if you look in the Constitution, they're only supposed to have land for federal outposts, which means for, you know, for a fort or, a place of munitions and a place for defense. And, the Constitution gives them specific reasons to have land. They have 75% of the state of Arizona. So these are areas that the federal government was never given the authority to be involved in, and they have just over the years taken and taken and taken so that they are now ruling every part of our life, and we've been dumbed down, we've been anesthetized to the insidious creeping controls that they've placed on our lives, and we need to stop. We need to, we're like a frog in a boiling pot at about 211 degrees right now.
Well, I think that people have to really stop and really think what they've done. They have regulated and they now control the automotive industry for all intents and purposes. They control the fishing industry through talking about the environment. They control water throughout the country. They control mining throughout the country. They control the lumber. They control the fishing and under one guise or another. And you go down the line, the financial industry, the farming, agriculture, it's all coming under control. And you can actually see how every aspect, and they use the environmental. Here in California, they've destroyed farming in the Central Valley because of a 3-inch smelt. Do you really think they're interested in the 3-inch smelt? Of course they're not interested in the 3-inch smelt. They want to control farming. They want to destroy farming in America and make us dependent upon other countries for our crops. And this is actually happening. So you go ahead and pick up the story, Robert.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, you could go on with a number of transgressions against the American people. And look at oil. We're not drilling for oil in areas we should. We could have been oil independent years ago. and the oil reserves that we have, and the shale that we have under the Dakotas and under Colorado. I mean, there is plenty of oil in this country, and yet we're choosing not to mine it. We're choosing not to drill for it, and all of our industries are going off through NAFTA and all other types of overseas offshoring. All of our production is done in other countries now. Nobody is talking. Nobody of our representatives are talking about, wait a minute, how about our American industries? Nobody. All we're talking about is spending money we don't have with a fake money system under a fiat money. You know, in 5,000 years of recorded history, fiat money has never, ever lasted. It's never worked.
Well, Robert, could you explain to me why our leaders seem so intent upon transferring our jobs overseas, our wealth overseas, our manufacturing overseas, our jobs overseas? Why do our leaders want to do that? Because really you can't address the problem unless you understand what motivates the people in Washington, D.C., who seem to be intent upon destroying our economy and impoverish the American people. How are you going to approach that? You have to explain it. Otherwise, it becomes an exercise in futility.
Well, I think, there's two things. One is, who can understand the mind of someone in Washington other than the fact that there must be something in the water supply there? They're drinking some sort of Kool-Aid there that the rest of us are not partaking in. But seriously, there's two things. One is, we recognize that the ultimate line of defense, we have unalienable rights given to us by God. No one can take those away. A government is set up to protect your God-given rights. So we have our state governments, which are the sovereign independence of each of the 50 states, which protect us each individually. The federal government was firstly intended to be just the glue that held us together. This is no longer happening. So now we have to develop strategies that we can take it back into our hands. So rather than get into their mindset, here's what part of what our plan is here as our conference happening on the 16th and the 17th. Firstly, it's working with legislators who are in state legislation positions today. We recognize that a lot of people want to say, just kick them all out. They're a bunch of bums. They're not listening. And that's true to a large percentage. But there are some who are listening. There are some who are committed to their oath to uphold the Constitution. We want to work with them to give them tools of the trade. The next step, though, is with how do you raise up candidates who aren't partisan blind that they do the actual purpose and the will of the people, which is to maintain the strength of our nation and our sovereignty as a nation. And so there is a terrific, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to know of his work or to interview him. His name is Tim Cox. He's got a program called Go.com. It's Get Out of Our House. And so it's a plan that's done in communities all across the nation where you get together with, let's say you have a town hall or you have one of these Tea Party meetings. So in that, there's 10 people who are interested in doing something to get elected, to be elected officials in their community. They all talk in a circle. They talk about the different issues. There's a whole list of questions that they each kind of work through. And everyone there then gets comfortable with who are the top two candidates. So this happens, let's say, in five little hubs like that. So you have 50 people, and you have, of those, two from each group are selected to go to the next level. So of those 50, 10 are selected, then those 10 get together in a circle, and then they further refine where they're at, and the cream comes to the crop of those 10, and there's two. So he proposes this process across the country and in all areas, and then we refine the process until we have, out of the people, candidates who reflect the sentiment and the heart and the intelligence of what the people's wish is and the people's will is.
But the trouble with that is, of course, that every farmer wants, of course, to be independent, except he'd like to continue getting his subsidies. Certainly, the physicians want to be independent of government control, but of course they don't want anybody to cut back on their government subsidies through Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, businesses want to be independent, but they're simply want, of course, to do away with competition and use government to regulate their competitors. I mean, if the legislators do what the people want, the people will basically say, well, we want to cut back on government except for us. How do we get really back to what needs to be done, and how can you ignore what the goal of the people on the other side is? Because somebody's controlling our government. These things aren't just happening by accident. Somebody is intentionally shipping our jobs overseas. Don't you think it's important to identify the enemy? How can you defend yourself if you don't know who you're fighting? We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Robert Zuluaga, and I'm going to let Robert go ahead and get his website out, his telephone number, and any information you'd like to get on what they are trying to do and how they're trying to get the legislators together and what you out there in the listening audience can do to help them. Go right ahead, Robert.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. We are convening on October 16th and 17th in Phoenix, Arizona. That's next Friday and Saturday. Our website is www.ccm, that's Charlie Mary, Phoenix.org, ccmphoenix.org. And we are appealing to all of your listeners. You know, civic duty is, or civic involvement, rescuing our country from the hands and the clutches of those who have evil intent against us can only be achieved if each one of us do our part, and do a part that is within our sphere of influence. We need to have legislators personally contacted from each of you in your area. So if you have a relationship with a legislator, a state legislator, I'm asking you to call them and say, you know, Bill, I need you to get over to Phoenix on Friday and Saturday, attend this conference, bring back to our state legislation that we can introduce in the new year that allows us to defend ourselves against these incursions from the federal government. And it's vital. The timing is critical. We sent out letters to our emails to over 6,000 legislators across the state. There's, I think, 7,200 altogether. And so that would be my appeal to your listeners. If you're interested in coming to participate in the Patriots Forum, which is a Saturday event, please come. We're doing a tea party because we recognize that the whole process is, it's an education process. The citizens need to understand that there are some terrible things coming upon our nation, but we, being paralyzed with fear doesn't do us any good. But if we can mobilize ourselves into effective action and channel that disgust and that anger and frustration we have, we can really take the reins back and take the reins back for the people and to hold these people accountable. I wanted to address your comment before the break, if I can, to say that you're talking about morality and you're talking about personal responsibility. You know, if we all have our own selfish interest in mind and don't have an interest in what's the long term for our country, we're in a sorry state. Prior to 1930, the amount of the share of the economy that was the federal government or governments was 12%. So 1930, we have 12%. After the war, we had 22%. Give a guess of how much of our economy is now government-related, their share of it.
Well, I would say probably at least 50%, if not far more than that.
As of 2008, it was 45%, and you're probably right. Since this government's come in, it's climbing and climbing fast. So if 50% of our people are reliant on the federal government and their funny money for their livelihood, then we are in a serious, serious social decay. We're in a serious situation where people have to look at the fact of, do I really believe that Big Brother, that the government is going to take care of me and my family? Do I really feel that if I give away all of my liberty, if I give away all of my freedom, if I give away all of my rights, that they're going to solve it for me? Are we so blind to history that we didn't see what happened in Russia, that we didn't see what happened in Germany, that we don't see what's happened in cultures, socialist cultures and communist cultures and cultures that rely on the government to be the provider for the people? It's astounding to me. It's like, wake up, brothers and sisters, wake up.
Well, I certainly concur, and I share your sense of urgency, and I think it's important that people are educating other people. Of course, people who don't understand the Constitution, the victims of our public educational system, the people who believe the government can solve our problems rather than realizing the government is our problem, the people who don't understand that the secret of America was that the power of the government was limited. Power of the federal government and the state government was limited so people could be free, and if they'd simply quit interfering with our economy, it'd bounce back in a few months, but they're not going to. They're going to continue effectively destroying it as they transfer our jobs and our manufacturing and our wealth to other countries, and we're borrowing $5 billion every single day simply to pay for our debts, as we're giving foreign aid to other countries to control their government. What madness is that?
Well, it's total madness, and I think it goes back to, you know, it goes back to bondage. You know, scripturally, if you look at God's people, they were in bondage in Egypt. You know, they had to make bricks without straw. And finally, you know, it got to the last straw, and it's like, okay, you know, so God delivers his people, and Moses leads them out of Egypt and across the Red Sea, and so we see how the hand of God delivered his people. I really feel that America has also a destiny. We have a biblical base in our founders. 53 of the 56 founders were all Bible-based Christians. 27 of our signers of our Declaration of Independence were either pastors or preachers. And we don't hear that anymore. We don't hear that discussed, talked about, admitted at all in our halls of government or in our schools. And if we fail to recognize that we are a godly people and that we have a destiny that's greater than ourselves and that he really can lead us by safe waters, I think that, you know, when we start having propaganda from our government telling us we're no longer a Christian nation and that anything goes and all things are equal, they're not. If you look at nature, you don't even have to be a believer in God. Cicero discovered back in 500 B.C. that there are certain laws of nature which are universally applied and universally true. And it just so happens that when you study them, they're parallel to God's laws. So to think that you can do a money system based on fiat money, to think that you can have a society based on the government providing it all for the people on something that's on no genuine substance, it's all unsustainable. So I think there's a great hope for our nation from the standpoint the fact that, you know what, the devil has got such a lousy hand. I mean, he's got a whole bunch of fluff and a whole bunch of spin, but the truth of it is it's not sustainable. And if people would only recognize their own personal power, take personal responsibility, and seek the face of their God, I believe that we can take our nation back.
Well, I certainly believe it's a spiritual battle. But if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And Robert's trying to put together a plan to reach the state legislators to actually begin passing legislation telling the federal government they're not going to go along with them. But how are we going to reach the American people and teach them about the Constitution or even make them realize the Constitution is important? And this idea of liberty and limited government are synonymous, just as tyranny and total government are synonymous. Because if people don't understand what freedom's all about, freedom is not the ability to do whatever you want to do. Freedom is the ability to do what you should do according to God's law. And yet so many people don't even believe in God today.
So we have gone so far off track. And you know, I would fault, if I was to look back in the system, I'd say, okay, FDR was the first one to get people to rely on the government. Then you've got the likes of Jimmy Carter coming in and creating a Department of Education. And you have the poison that has been going on in our education system for years and years in our colleges, our university campuses, and in our education system that's dumbing down our children. That's not teaching them the basics. That's not teaching them any morality or any spirituality, that's not teaching them the importance of maintaining a moral life. And there's like whether it's the way the unions are shaped and the power that moves through the unions, or whether it's the people who create the textbooks, we have a poison that we are duplicating from generation to generation now. And it's an area we have to address. We have to address the issue where our children are not getting a quality education. We spend millions and billions of dollars in our education system in America today, and we produce a less than high standard student. And it's just not acceptable. On the world stage, it's not acceptable.
Well, it may not be acceptable, but the American people are accepting and they're going right along. Because, of course, after all, what's really important? Why, who's going to win the NFL? Will Michael Crabtree go with the 49ers? We'll be right back in just a moment to wrap up the program. And if you'd like to give us a call, you know the number.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, of course, is Robert Zuluaga. We're talking about taking America back. So, Robert, you've got about 5 minutes to wrap up the program.
All right. So, the legislators are going to be introduced to constitutional attorneys, constitutional scholars, and constitutional educators as we lay out for them a number of, there's probably 6 or 12 different pieces of legislation that we've been formulating, gathering from different states that have been giving us input and different people who have been working in this area. So if you have listed people in the listening audience who have a type of legislation that they have thought about or they see working or that they're working with in their state and they want to have it introduced before the legislators, if they want to send it to me by email, my email address is robertazccm@gmail.com. Our website, again, is www.ccmphoenix.org. And so once the legislators come, they will each share the area of their greatest passion. We're going to go up, break out into workout groups where they can discuss, you know, the biggest concern we have in our state is manufacturing of guns. We don't want the feds involved in that process. And a couple of states have been successful already in putting a shot across the bow to the feds on that. They will do workout groups in each of the different areas of concern. We'll then come back together. We'll table them. We'll discuss them. We'll have a panel discussion between the scholars and the attorneys so that they can see what is real, what's viable, and what they can work with. Then on at the end of the day, they go off to a tea party and address the citizenry to share some of the vision that they have of what they can do to strengthen state rights. On the Saturday, they get back together, and then we help them to arm them with some of the reality that they have to face. We have Joan Vion coming to speak on global governance. As you may know, she is very much involved in helping understand what is coming down from the United Nations. Then we have Walt Myers doing a Reliving 1776 plan that he has developed in a book your audience may have heard of called To Tame a Tyrant. Byron Dale out of Minnesota has an economic recovery plan that he's proposed of how the states can use state banks to generate wealth money instead of generating debt money. It's an exciting alternative to the money that the Federal Reserves are issuing now, all based on debt and driving up the national debt to the point we will never, ever, ever be able to pay that back. And then we'll be having the opportunity for people to, there's a couple of other areas that I like to address, and that is the whole area of the judicial system and the need for having something, some checks and balances on the judicial system. Because as you are probably most aware, the judiciary now, they decide they can make the laws. They trump everything else, and what they say is final. And it's a travesty that we have thousands and thousands and thousands of laws taking place over the basic unalienable rights that should be held in place and inviolate with the people. So the idea of that is to give them a compressed recognition of, okay, here's the opposition that you face, here are the challenges that you face, and here's what it's going to take. But when you have your legislation coming through, expect a fight from this quarter. So we're not trying to be naive in so far as the battle that we're launching them into, but we're trying to give them tools to work with. And then they go over to the conference center where we have the Patriots meeting, and they'll have a town hall where they're able to share their findings with our local activists. And then we can discover how activists in the community can help their legislators by covering their back, by helping them work on lobbying, work on in their different elected districts to really strengthen the potential for successful legislation coming through. Because as you know, faxing your legislators, calling your legislators, protesting in the streets, these things are slowly but surely, they are having an effect.
Well, I certainly applaud your efforts. Thank you very much. Our guest has been Robert Zulu Auga. That's Robert Zulu, like the Zulu Nation, and Auga, like, the con. And one more time, get your webpage out, then we'll let you go.
Sure, www.ccmphoenix.org. And, you know, I'm happy to give out my phone number as well if anyone wants to call me and has any questions. And that number is 602-692-8100, 602-692-8100. That's October 16th and 17th in Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, I applaud you. Good luck, and please keep in touch. Thank you very much. Our guest has been Robert Zuluaga, and I hope things go well. I hope you can get people to understand that we are working against people who are working in Washington, D.C., who are traitors to our nation, who have a different agenda, because I believe they worship a different God. Anyway, thanks very much, Robert. We'll perhaps talk to you later. Keep in touch, and let me know what happens.
All right. God bless you and your work.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and a couple of things we want to mention. First of all, we put a banner up on our webpage, that's radioliberty.com. Certainly, there are an awful lot of Americans who are having difficulty with their minds. They don't think clearly. They sort of have a fog. There's something seriously wrong. They don't know what it is. They're getting forgetful. Go to our webpage and look up the Blaylock Brain Health. Blaylock Brain Health. Go to their website, get their information, get the free book that's available, and then certainly I know Russell very well, and he's told me some of the amazing stories of people who've taken the product and, well, they've done very well. So go to our webpage look for the banner on the Blaylock Brain Health Products. And then, of course, we mentioned there we carry the V-Line lock boxes for a pistol. If you want to keep a loaded pistol in your home, you need a V-Line lock box. Just look at the website there. I said that we hope that you will remember we're having an all-day conference. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay on the 25th of October. We're going to get a great turnout, great speakers coming, and if you can make it, why do? I think we'll have more people this year than ever before, despite the economic downturn. Just talk to William Gregg, Catherine Albrecht today, and they're all set to come, and certainly Ashley Moat will be here, and certainly Tom Horn, and we're going to tell you everything you ever needed to know about vaccines so you can discuss them intelligently with those you know, so that basically they will be able to protect their children, because they're using this to destroy the minds of our children. The latest figures show 1 in 100 American children is autistic. Their lives are destroyed, since autism is much more common in boys than girls. 1 in every 60 to 70 American boys will never be a little normal little boy. He'll always be living behind a cloud, behind a shell. And they've done it, and they've done it intentionally. And I said, now you'll want to hear my talk and find out who did it and why they did it. Well, of course, I also want to remind you we're offering a full case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Ordinary Markets, for $12.95. But if we can get 50 people to pledge to put up $149.95, they'll get the books for a little over $2 a piece. They can sell them for $12.95. They can give them away, whatever you'd like to do, but it will help us. But it's an excellent means of introducing people to the enemy. A lot of people out there on the front lines, but they never identify the enemy. And how can you defeat an enemy? You don't know who the enemy is. And so, again, if you $149.95 plus shipping, 60 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness, we will not make the offer again until such time as we have to do another printing. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness. You need weapons in this battle. I don't know a better weapon, because this book has changed people's lives. Then, of course, if you want to understand the swine flu scam, you need to get our 4-CD set on swine flu. If you want to understand vaccinations, the 4-CD set is called A Vaccination Update 2009. You want to understand mercury? You want to understand how they're intentionally poisoning the minds of our children? The DVD is Mercury, Autism, and the Global Vaccine Program. And, of course, it comes with a free CD-ROM with well over 1,000 pages of scientific literature. And you need to have the information to verify it. Russell Blaylock's excellent DVD entitled The Vaccines and Brain Development, because you vaccinate pregnant women, you vaccinate children, and you destroy the developing brain. And they know what they're doing. The studies are out there, and this is why we're having so much autism, but they don't want the American people to know that they're destroying the minds of our children. And then, of course, we've got a 4-tape set with my interviews with Russell. It's called Life Secrets, or anyway, just a call and ask for the 4-tape set from Russell Blaylock and a 4-CD set. But go to our website, radioliberty.com. Remember our telephone number, it's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Catherine Albrecht, who was good enough to come on with us on short notice. And we're going to be talking about the Vera chip and the flu vaccine. So how are you this afternoon, Catherine?
Hey, I'm doing great, Dr. Stan. It's great to be back on your program.
Well, you pick up the story there, and certainly I think we should be concerned about the Vera chip. I think we should be very concerned, especially the more we learn about the swine flu vaccine. The more dangerous it would appear, especially as far as pregnant women is concerned. But you go ahead and pick up the story.
Sure. Well, there's two stories floating around that are true, and then there's a story floating around that's not true. And whenever I get on a radio program and there's myths to be dispelled, I like to set the air, clear the air, set the record straight, and that's what I'd like to do this evening. It is true that the VeriChip Corporation is trying to ride on the coattails of the H1N1 vaccine. I believe your listeners should probably have a little bit of background about this company. The VeriChip Corporation is, of course, the maker of the VeriChip implantable microchip, the dog chip that they've been trying unsuccessfully to sell for human use for the last 10 years. As far as understanding what is happening now, you need to understand a little bit of background and really get a sense of what this company is about. So let me see if I can bring you and your listeners up to speed on that, Dr. Stan. The VeriChip Corporation is the only company, to my knowledge, anywhere on the globe that is actively marketing an implantable microchip to be placed into human beings. They've been trying to sell this device since late 1990s. So they've been at this for about 10 years. They have never achieved more than $10,000 worth of sales in any given year of that device. And in fact, most years it's less than $2,000 worth of sales. And yet they are able to pay their CEO, a man by the name of Scott Silverman, who lives down in West Palm Beach, Florida, they're able to pay him between $7 and $9 million a year. So there should already question marks should be popping up in people's heads saying, well, wait a minute. How can a company whose primary business model involves selling a product that nobody wants to buy and that doesn't bring in more than $10,000 a year, how can they possibly come up with $7 to $9 million a year to pay Scott Silverman? Well, the answer really is the key to understanding this most recent Verichip news about the flu and the microchip implant. The answer is that the Verichip Corporation makes its money by scamming its investors. So what they do and what they've done for 10 years and what they've been sued for repeatedly by investors and what they've been investigated for doing is they go out and they issue these press releases. And there's a name for this within the stock community. It's called pump and dump. And what they do is they issue large quantities of stock to their key executives, Scott Silverman among them. So they own lots of stock, which is worth pretty much nothing because the company has really no assets and really no business model. And then what they do is they issue a press release. And the press release says some breathless thing like, oh, we're going to use microchip implants on all of the immigrants coming into the United States. And they did that around the time of all the you know, the front page news about, you know, the Minutemen and all the concern over illegal immigration. Back a couple years ago, they issued a breathless press release saying that they were going to have a way that diabetics could detect glucose in their blood and issued another breathless press release. So they repeatedly come out with these press releases. And when people see the press release, investors say, oh, a glucose sensor? That's worth $1 million. Let me take a huge chunk of money and invest it in the company. And so as a result, large quantities of investor money flow into the company. That's the pump part. So they pump it up with a press release.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries 3 amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
this is Dr. Stan and Chris and Catherine simply talking about the pump and dump method. And Chris, when they dump, they put out a press release. Sounds like the company's going to make a lot of money. The company dumps stock. The individuals, executives dump stock. And apparently, according to Catherine, the company and the executives have been repeatedly sued for the pump and dump strategy. But of course, they do it over and over again. So you pick up the story there.
Yeah, the lawsuits come in because they actually make false statements. They've been caught doing this before. They've claimed to have relationships with hospitals, which when contacted said they've never even heard of the company. They've claimed to have relationships with national health organizations, which when contacted say they've never been contacted by the company. This is kind of a repeated pattern of behavior by the Verichip Corporation. And we do know that, for example, in the case of one of their many pump schemes, one of these press releases, that they once said, "Oh, we're going to be working on a glucose monitor." Now, let me explain why this is so crazy, and I think your listeners will immediately understand what I'm saying. The microchip implant is about the size of a Tic Tac. So if you picture that, it's about that long. It's about half as big around, but it's a pretty good size device. It's not a tiny little dot. It's not a speck of dust. It's fairly good size because the glass capsule has to encapsulate a microchip and an antenna so that this device can transmit information outside the body. The read range of a Verichip implant is about 6 to 8 inches. You might get 12 inches on a good, you know, with a good reader with a strong battery. But it's not designed to track and locate people. It's not a tracking device. It doesn't have GPS capability. It has to be stimulated by a reader. So it's almost more like, probably a better way to understand it, it's like a barcode reader. You hold a barcode reader up to a barcode, it goes beep, and you get a read. You hold an RFID reader up to a Verichipped body part, it goes beep, and you get a read. But you have to hold it pretty close. And what you transmit is just a 16-digit ID number. There's no other information encoded in there. So it's not a sophisticated device at all. It's just a way to number people, plain and simple. And if you want to identify people or if you want to do something with that, you have to link that number up in a database with information about the person or the pet or the farm animal or wherever this chip is implanted with a database entry in a database somewhere. All right, now, tying this back to one of their announcements about a diabetes, a glucose monitor, the reality is that it's going to be very difficult for them to make any of these products that they've announced. They announced a glucose monitor that would be able to, a doctor would be able to run a Verichip reader over a person's flesh. They would get the read back from the chip, and the chip would somehow be able to test the blood and determine the level of glucose in the blood. Now, already people who are diabetic know the current way you do that generally is with a finger stick. There's a little device. It makes a little prick in your finger. You squeeze the finger. A drop of blood falls out. You put that drop of blood into a glucose monitor, and it measures on the spot the glucose level and tells you if you need to modify your diet or maybe take an insulin shot. The Verichip Corporation has been sort of pumping this idea that they would be able to do that in the body, directly in the body. You wouldn't have to puncture the skin. The microchip inside the body would give you that information. Now, recently, just within the last couple of weeks, the Verichip Corporation stock tripled in price. Now, it regularly does this. You'll see it drop back down again when they fail to deliver. But it tripled in price when they announced a similar technology that they had a patent for a microchip implant that would be able to do the same thing, sort of survey the blood looking for H1N1 virus. And this caused investors, like they always do around this company, and it's always a new crop of investors when the previous one gets ripped off, they get angry and they sue, and then the next crop of investors comes along, naively invests themselves. So it's wave after wave. It's like P.T. Barnum said, there's a sucker born every minute, so it's easy to find these people willing to invest. This latest announcement, which has caused the stock value of Verichip to triple in value, to actually go up, it was actually on the penny stock level in the past, but now it's up out of that danger level for them. They're no longer in danger of being delisted. They were up in the $2 and something recently from 30 cents at their low. That announcement is that they've now got a patent for this device that could detect the glucose. The H1N1 virus. Now, let me set your listeners straight, if I may, on that. Are you there?
I certainly am. Hanging
okay,
on.
Double check it.
I know
we've had some problems with the connection. So, yeah, the problems with this concept, you can patent pretty much anything. A patent is not a prototype. They do not have a prototype, and in fact, they've never developed a prototype for any of the numerous products that they've announced through these press releases over the years. So they have a history of doing this. They'll talk about this amazing product, they'll issue a press release, but then they'll never produce it. And they won't produce it because they don't have a research and development department. They don't have big, huge corporate factories. All they have is a little tiny office space inside of an office building. I've actually been there down in West Palm Beach, Florida. I actually stood outside their building and kind of, it was after hours, I sort of looked through, and it looks like they've only got two small little, you know, lawyer-sized offices. So not a ton of space here to be developing the next big wave of microchip implants. But what's wrong with this idea that an implant would be able to detect flu is essentially this. When you inject a microchip into living flesh, the tissue of the body sees that, your body sees that as a foreign object, sort of like if you got a splinter, for example, or if you were shot and buckshot were inside of your body. The body sees that as a foreign object, and it does two things. It tries to push it out, tries to actually remove it, which is how splinters come out, or if it can't remove it, like in the case of the Verichip, because it's inserted fairly deep into the flesh, then what it does is it creates a capsule, a protective capsule around it. And as regular listeners to your show and people who followed my work know, that capsule frequently mutates into cancer. We know that in laboratory animals, when you inject this into mice and rats, that between 1 and 10% of those animals develop develop essentially a fast-growing malignant tumor or a cancer around the microchip. And the cancer arises, the researchers who've looked into this and tried to understand it, have pinpointed the location of the beginning of this cancer in that protective capsule that forms around the microchip. So now let's say that you put this into a diabetic person or you put it into someone who might develop H1N1 virus. Well, the first thing it's going to do is develop a capsule around it that will prevent it from making contact with the person's body. So it will be useless, absolutely and completely useless, in trying to survey, for example, the bloodstream and see if there's virus in there. Now, the other thing that's ridiculous about this, they inject these things into the arm, typically. The arm is not a place where you're likely to see H1N1 viruses circulating. This is a respiratory ailment. It typically focuses in the sinuses, in the lungs, in the throat, in the mucous membranes. And even if some byproducts of the H1N1 virus or the virus itself were circulating through the arm, it would not be circulating really anywhere near this encapsulated microchip encased in its little protective coating that the body would create. So I'm saying that to people because if there's anyone out there thinking that they're going to invest in the Verichip Corporation because they've got this great new idea, I would say wait until they actually have a prototype. They've never done it in the past, and I've offered on my daily radio show to my listeners that I will eat my hat. I will actually take a camera and train it on me, and we'll post it up on YouTube as I eat piece by piece of my hat if they ever create it, because I am absolutely convinced that they never will, because that's not their business model. Their business model is not creating, marketing, and selling products. Their business model is doing these awesome press releases and preying upon the fact that the average human being, and I believe this is programmed in us probably at the cellular level by God, the average human being, when we hear about microchips, we get really creeped out. We make the sign of the cross and we back away. We have a very bad feeling about this, but I think on some level we view it as humanity's future. And so when they start talking about microchips into everybody, the people who want to profit from what they envision as humanity's future, they say, gee, this is coming. There's billions of people on the earth, and if every one of them gets a microchip and I'm in on that at the ground level, I'll make a fortune. So I have to say, in a way, these people who are investing in this company deserve what they get, because they are trying to profit from a very evil wave. They're trying to profit from an evil company doing evil things, And, you know, while I feel bad for them because they're getting ripped off and lied to, I have to say that I think there's some poetic justice that wave after wave of investor in the Verichip Corporation continues to lose their shirt.
Well, you know, I think people have to understand that we are motivated, as you say, by greed. There are two facts. One is the greed and the other is fear. And, of course, the greed gets you into the stock. And the fear, of course, is when you get angry and you suddenly realize you've been taken again. And, of course, there's no way to get rich fast. You'll always hear the story about the fellow wins the lottery or something of that sort, or he invests in this stock and it goes up to, you know, $1,000 a share. But it doesn't happen for very often, and the people who that happened to, for everyone it happens to, there are 10,000 out there that are going to lose their shirts. So remember, what drives our capitalist society is greed and fear. Greed,
yeah.
When you think you're going to get the money, and fear when you realize you've been had again.
Yeah, and that's really the case with this company. So I want to reassure people, I truly do not believe that this company is going to deliver on its promise to create all of these new fancy technologies. All they have is a patent. That's all they've ever had on any of these products, and nothing has ever come to fruition in the 10 years we've been watching this company. They're still selling the same old tired dog chip, and there really is no difference between a human implant and the one they put into dogs and cats.
How can they get away with this with the SEC, you know, when you put
Well, because
up,
they're not lying. They really do have a patent.
Oh,
they
I
really
see.
Do have a patent, so it's the truth, and if you want to take that to the next level and believe they'll deliver, then, you know, that's your faulty research.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I think that an awful lot of unsophisticated people are there. Somebody once told me that, you know, if somebody's coming to you and trying to get you to buy something, knowing you're unsophisticated, be very wary. If they have a good product, they would go to people you know, who are in the business of providing capital or to invest it, and they would give them all the money they want. When they come to you, ladies and gentlemen, it's because they can't sell it to people who are sophisticated, who understand what it's all about, and they're looking for a sucker, and there's one born every minute. We'll be right back with Catherine.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important. Certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Please. Well, this Dr. Stan, our guest, Dr. Catherine Hellberg, is telling us a little bit about this story that's been circulated. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're using the internet to put out all sorts of fraudulent stories. And I've had people, you know, send me frantic emails about the fact that they're using the swine flu to inject these nano RFID chips. They're certainly in the needle that's where they're going to be there, and they inject it into you when they put in the flu shot, and then they're going to be able to actually track you and control you and control your mind. And as Dr. Albrecht says, and we've never talked on this specific subject before, but she says, in essence, hogwash. I mean, this is not valid. It's part of the disinformation program that they are putting out, and I totally agree with that. I believe that, and I try to assure everybody that they're not going to be able to inject, you know, certainly nano RFID chips into you along with the swine flu vaccine. But then Dr. Albrecht is saying that there are some very, very tiny chips. So you pick up the story there.
Okay. Just,
go ahead.
Yeah, and by the way, I just looked it up. It's Dr. Geerd Hamer, Reich Geerd Hamer, G-E-E-R-D-H-A-M-E-R. I've never heard of him prior to this story circulating around. He's a very controversial figure, and he's certainly controversial to me because what he's saying about microchips is false. So let me continue that. The tiny Mu chip, which is very, very small, is not a candidate for being used in the human body. Let me give a couple of reasons why, and I want people to understand this. It would technically be possible to inject them into a person, but there would be no benefit from doing that because the way an RFID tag works, it has a microchip and it also must have an antenna. So in order to communicate the contents of the chip, it has to have an antenna because that's where the radio frequency part, RFID stands for radio frequency ID or identification. The radio frequency part, as all radios do, must have an antenna to transmit information. Now, an antenna on a normal-sized RFID microchip, like the ones they're putting in enhanced driver's licenses, there's something you ought to be afraid of, those are the size of a driver's license. The antenna goes all the way around the edge of that license, so it's literally like 3 inches big. It's huge. Compare that, and that has about a 30 to 60-foot read range with an antenna that size. Now, let's talk about a microchip that would be the size of a speck of dust, small enough to inject into a person. It has an antenna, but the antenna is dust speck sized. It's even smaller than a speck of dust because it's got to fit on this device. It cannot transmit at any range at all. And in fact, those tiny microchips, the reader to read them has to almost touch them. And in fact, it's better if it actually does touch it because you got to get so close you're almost touching in order to transmit the data. And the thing that those are being used for is, for example, anti-counterfeiting. Let's say you've got a stock certificate or a Picasso painting, and you want to be able to identify it or verify its authenticity, you can put a tiny Mew chip on it and then take the reader and press it onto the Mew chip, literally making contact to get that unique ID number, and presumably a counterfeit or a fraud would not be able to transmit that, and the real deal would. So that's the application for a Mew chip, very close quarters, contact-type applications. Let's say now, for the sake of argument, you did put those into people. You could not read them unless they were on the surface of the skin, because if you actually injected it as deep as a Verichip goes pretty deep into the skin, I'd say, you know, at least probably 3/4 of an inch under the flesh, you know, 1/2 inch, 3/4 of an inch. The Mew chip cannot transmit at that distance. It's simply physically, according to the laws of physics, not possible. So if you put it that deep into the body, two things would happen. Number one, the body would wash it away. It is the body's job to find foreign substances and remove them. And tiny specks of dust, believe me, inside of the body would attack that instantly. Armies of cleanser cells would come in and just remove that, sweep it right out of your body. So it's not going to stay there under your flesh in that way. Even if it did, you couldn't read it from outside the body. And if you put it on the surface of the skin where you could read it, then it would be in the epidermis and it would simply slough away. It would just rub off when your skin, when your dead skin rubbed off, it would brush away. So there's no reason to put those microchips into people because you cannot read them. That's the key fact that I think people need to understand about these Mew chips. By the way, they're also very expensive, and there would be no advantage to putting large numbers of them into people because it's not like when you have 100 of them, you can read them any better than when you have one. It doesn't improve your read range. So this idea that there are nano RFID slave microchips in vaccines makes no sense, and there would be no benefit to doing it, and as a result, I can definitively say that they are not doing it.
Well, of course, there is something known as cognitive dissonance. They feed so many facts and frightening facts and horrifying facts and terrifying facts into our mind, and we don't know what to believe. And pretty soon, you just sort of curl up over in the corner and you don't want to hear anything else. And I believe they're doing that. They know how to use our minds, and we're being manipulated. We'll be right back in a moment here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Dr. Albrecht has simply been talking about these supposed threats, certainly the idea that they're going to inject you with RFID nanoparticles there, and that somehow they can track you, and this is all part of the swine flu vaccine, that Catherine thinks this is certainly not valid at all, although it's been put out by people who profess to have some sort of a doctorate, and I tend to agree with her. I've heard this independently, but she's talking then about the very real threat of having everybody have to wear some sort of a bracelet to protect us in case there is a real pandemic, and so everybody's going to have a bracelet so we can identify them and to make sure that they're immune to the disease or they've had vaccination for the disease or whatever it would be. And I believe that this is a very real possibility because there are people who want, under one guise or another, to control each of you out there listening audience. But before we go on with this story, Catherine, I want you to get out your webpage, tell people how they can listen to your radio program, and then we'll get back to the bracelet.
Terrific. Thank you for that. I host a daily radio program on the Genesis Communications Network. My show comes on right after Alex Jones, and you can find my program at, I'll give out two websites. KatherineAlbrecht.com contains a lot of my research and links, information about me, links to where you can hear my show, and 2.5 years of radio archives of 2 hours a day for 2.5 years. There's a lot of content. It is searchable by keyword. We have beautiful descriptions for every one of the shows, listings of our guests, links to topics I've discussed, and all that is available at KatherineAlbrecht.com. That's Catherine with a K, Albrecht, A-L-B-R-E-C-H-T. And the other place you can hear my radio program is on the Genesis Communications Network, and they are online at GCNLive.com. And during the hours of 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, or 3 to 5 Central, or 2 to 4 Mountain, or 1 to 3 Pacific, I think I got them all in, you can click and listen live to my program at GCNLive.com by clicking the Listen Live button in the upper right-hand corner. If you are interested in learning more about the VeriChip microchip implant, we have years' worth of research and very carefully documented academic research on that website at antichips.com. That's antichips.com. There's an 80-plus question FAQ. Anything that you ever wanted to know about the implantable microchip, you will find right there. You will also find our extensive study about microchips causing cancer. All of that also linked on that website, along with the original academic and medical journal articles that came from. And most importantly on that website, if you click on legislation, you will find a one-page, single-sided PDF written in plain English, which is our bill that we are encouraging everyone within the sound of my voice in this coming legislative season. Please print out the Bodily Integrity Act. Go to antichips.com, click on legislation, look for the Bodily Integrity Act, and we called it that because it's the integrity of your body at stake here, that will prevent lawmakers or anyone else from making you take a microchip implant or a SOMARC tattoo or any other technology that can track you. So I would encourage every listener, if you'd like to support our work, there's a PayPal button on that page. We welcome donations. We're all volunteers here. If you would like to support us legislatively, print out the Bodily Integrity Act, take it to your state lawmakers. Give it to your state rep. Give it to your state senator and say, please introduce this legislation. And if you get it introduced, I will fly to any state in this country and testify before your lawmakers about this bill. So, again, antichips.com. Click on legislation.
All right, fine. Well, let's get back to the bracelet, because what about the bracelet? I think that this is a very real threat.
Yes, the RFID bracelet has actually been used on a civilian population. We talk about this in our book, Spy Chips. By the way, if you want to learn everything there is to know about RFID, you can read the book, Spy Chips. It has Elvis Presley and talking plants and whipped cream. It's a very entertaining book. It's also very well footnoted. It won numerous awards, and it was a top 10 Amazon.com bestseller. Spy Chips is the name of it, and you can find it at spychips.com. In our book, we actually talked about how the first population to receive these bracelets occurred many years ago. It was actually the Haitian refugees on the island, of all places, of Guantanamo. Before Guantanamo was being used in the War on Terror, it was being used to house Haitian refugees. And each of these refugees was outfitted with an RFID bracelet when they first got to the island. These bracelets cannot be removed. They are affixed in such a way that you can't get them off. The Haitian refugees used to try to gnaw on them and chew on them to get them off. They used to take knives and try to cut them off, and yet nothing they did would remove them. They actually believed that they were the mark of the beast, so a lot of people were really eager to get them off of themselves. The purpose of the bracelet, let me clarify this, it is not a tracking device. It does not have GPS. GPS and RFID are different technologies. GPS pinpoints the location of items. It requires a battery, and it's expensive. We're talking $30 and up. RFID, on the other hand, does not have a battery. It's cheap, relatively speaking, $1 or $2. And you can put them into bracelets, not so that you can track the person, but so that you can quickly process people as though they were barcoded. So let's picture for a moment. You've got a whole line of Haitian refugees. Or, alternatively, if you're talking flu, you've got a whole line of people in line to get into the clinic or wherever, across the border, get into the grocery store, wherever it might be. What the bracelet enables officials to do is to take a handheld reader, just like a barcode reader, and walk up to each person and go beep, 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 and every one of those beeps is them beeping it on somebody's bracelet and capturing their information. I know now the names of everybody in the line, and I know their status, and I know all their information because database entries now have been downloaded into my reader. In the event of a flu outbreak, here's what I predict is likely to happen, and we've been hearing rumors about this from government officials, not from people like Geert Hamer. The idea is that as you receive your immunization, as you receive your vaccine shot, as soon as you're given your shot, you're given a bracelet. They put it right on your wrist, boop, and they say, this is your ticket to move around the city now that you've been vaccinated. So everyone now has this who's been vaccinated. Now let's picture the bridge leading out of Manhattan, for example. You're in New York. You want to leave. You want to go visit some people in Connecticut. Well, they don't want you to leave if you might have the flu. Or they don't want you to leave if you might be a carrier of the flu. Or if you might be in some way susceptible. So now let's envision a future scenario where now you're at the toll booth, and the toll booth reader comes over to your car and says, all right, roll down the window, everybody in the car, stick your arms out of the car so I can see your wristband. Then beep, 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 all four people in the car get their beep. The government now knows who just left the city at what time and what location and what car with what driver's license or what license plate number. And those people have all been approved or given a green light because they've been vaccinated. Now, you could also see a similar situation where if your vaccine expires, you know, 6 months later you need a follow-up shot, I don't know, then you could go beep, 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 and then you get the last one, up, alarm, roo, roo, this person's not okay. Then that person gets pulled out of the car, sent off for further processing, sent off to a detention center, whatever they might do, because the chip in their microchip gives them away as not being okay. What this would mean is that people who are not vaccinated and do not have microchip bracelets would be unable to travel, unable to leave the city, come into the city, go into the store, do whatever it is, and they would essentially be isolated and quarantined potentially in their own homes because they would not have the magic pass or the, you know, this sort of key to go about their business. Now, that's the vision that these public health officials and these emergency preparedness authorities are discussing with regard to these bracelets. Could it happen? Absolutely. Do the bracelets exist? Yes, they do. Would they have the political will to do it? In a heartbeat. So I think that is a very real risk that we're looking at, where these bracelets, again, would not be used to track people. I couldn't say, gee, where's Dr. Stan or where's Catherine right now? I couldn't do that. But what I could do is say, oh, you want to walk through the door of Walmart? Well, show me your bracelet. Oh, you don't have one? Then I'm calling the authorities, or you can just leave.
And, of course, that way you would not be able to participate in society unless you've been vaccinated against this terrible disease that threatens the public health. Oh, it's a great scenario for people control. In fact, as I look and see this whole scam, this H1N1, swine flu scam, I think that they're preparing for something. I don't know what it is, but I do know that they are planning means by which the population of our country can be controlled, and they'll use the threat to the public health to accomplish that goal. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and that's really the key here, because, see, what Big Brother has learned, and I've been watching this for 10 years, what Big Brother has learned, mandatory doesn't work in this country. It may work great over in Europe. It might work fine in North Korea where people have guns, or in China where if you say no, it's Tiananmen Square and they shoot you. But in the United States, where we're armed, and we're intelligent, and we're independent, and we have a history of telling government where to go when they start getting oppressive, mandatory does not work in this country. I think they're going to discover that very quickly over this mandatory flu vaccine, and I think they're going to back away from mandatory. I think what they're going to do instead, Dr. Stan, is just as scary. And that is, they say, oh, well, nobody's forcing you to do it, but if you don't do it, you cannot participate in society. Think about it for a minute. Nobody makes you get a driver's license, right? I mean, nobody holds a gun to your head. Tanks don't roll through the street and force everybody in town to get a driver's license, and yet we all have one. Why? Because if you don't have one, you can't do anything. Same thing is true for, you know, you can go down through the list of things that are quote-unquote voluntary, but try not doing them. You know, nobody forces you to get a job. But if you don't have one, you don't have any money, and if you don't have any money, you don't eat. So a lot of us go out there and we find jobs. So it's really much smarter for Big Brother to encourage us through penalties for noncompliance that are social in nature, rather than forcing us at gunpoint to do things, because that would lead to open rebellion and we'd have a revolution in this country. So I believe that what they're more likely to do is to say, fine, you don't want a vaccine, don't get one. But if you want to go into Walmart, or if you want to drive down the street, or if you want to have a job, then you're going to need to do it. And then people are going to say, oh, well, nobody's making you do it. So, you know, don't protest in the streets. Just don't get one. I'll give you other examples of that. The frequent shopper card, the supermarket grocery store card, which has got me started on this whole road of being a privacy advocate 10 years ago. Nobody makes you get one, and yet 90% of the American public has one and uses it when they go to the store. Why? Because if you don't, you will pay more for your groceries. So we all obediently, not myself, but so many Americans, obediently stand in line, and they scan their numbered ID card to buy food, and they allow the government and the grocery store and the HMO and all the other people watching to make a record of every stick of celery they buy and every pint of Häagen-Dazs that they eat and every six-pack of beer. Why are we all allowing Big Brother to look in our grocery carts? Why are we allowing Big Marketer to keep an eye on what's in our refrigerator? We're doing it because it's voluntary and because there is a penalty for refusing.
You're
and
right.
I always say, you know, you can't call something voluntary if there's a penalty for refusal. It is not voluntary. You know, voluntary is when your boss says, hey, I've got a really dangerous job here. You don't have to do it, but you can volunteer. That's voluntary. But if he says, hey, I've got a really dangerous job here, you can either do it or lose your job. That's not voluntary anymore. That's coercive. He's essentially saying to you, you don't have to do it, but I'm going to penalize the heck out of you if you don't.
Well,
and
you know,
that's the kind of voluntary relationship that we're getting into with our government, that I believe we're going to see with the swine flu vaccine, and we're going to start seeing it everywhere we turn, where nothing is mandatory, everything is voluntary, but you just try not doing it, and your life will be a living hell.
In fact, it was very interesting. I just took a trip back east for a meeting. It was the first time, you know, I was on a plane that they were going to charge me to take bags on board. That was fine. I had the money ready. Oh, they said you can't use money. You have to have your credit card. Oh, well, I'll give you my credit card. And then, of course, we can you take the bags for me, and I needed the bags. Then you get onto the plane, and, oh, well, they have a motion picture there. And it said, could you get a little headset? So I said, $2. Here's $2. Oh, no. No, we have this little reader. We need your card, and we're going to flip this up and down there. You get to the hotel, and I said, well, you know, I've got all set for the hotel, and so I'll just give you the money. Oh, no. Oh, no. Here in the hotel, you have to have a credit card. We don't take cash. You know, it's all going to be done with credit card. And we see little by little this move towards a cashless society. It's, as you say, it's not mandatory. But if you want to stay in the hotel, you want the headsets, you want to buy a drink on the plane, you want to check your baggage, why, you have to have a credit card. And how readily we fall into line, because it's so hard to say, I don't believe in this sort of thing. This is all taking us towards the society that George Orwell wrote about. But the average person goes along because it's a lot easier. And after all, it's so convenient.
Well, you're absolutely right, Dr. Stan, and I'm kind of the canary in the coal mine. For listeners who want to understand that, in the coal mines, sometimes the air goes bad. There's no oxygen down there, and people have died in the coal mines. You don't really notice there's no oxygen. You just get lightheaded and pass out, and then they find your corpse down there later. So the miners would take canaries in cages down into the coal mine because the canaries would die long before the miners would. They're much more susceptible and more delicate. And so I'm kind of the canary in the coal mine when it comes to cash. I actually don't use a credit card. I can count on my fingers the number of times I've used one in the last 5 or 10 years. And so for me, when I fly, and I fly regularly, I'm flying to Wisconsin next week, and I'm flying out for your conference coming up in just 2 weeks. When I fly, I do not use a credit card. I do not use a credit card to check into hotels, and when I have to check my bags, they say, you have to have a credit card. And I say, well, then what are we going to do? Because I don't have one. So I have found that what they do, they charge me a surcharge in many cases. I am penalized for not having a credit card. But I will be the first to tell you when there's something that you absolutely cannot do without one because, again, I'm the canary in the coal mine. I can already tell you, checking into hotels, I have to give them several $100 cash as a deposit on the hotel room, but I've never been literally denied the ability to stay in a hotel room for not having a credit card. They'll tell you that you have to have one, but if you say, well, what do? I don't have one, then you'll usually find they'll go back, they'll find a manager, there'll be a 5-minute conversation in the back room, and then somebody will come out and say, well, here's what we might just, you know, do for you in your particular case, and they'll usually find an exception. But you know, our days are numbered, really. My days are numbered being able to travel. My days are numbered being able to buy food, doing all of these things without ID and without a credit card, because that's the direction that the whole, as Alex Jones would call it, the control grid is moving in that direction. They don't want us using cash.
And they want a society where you neither buy nor sell. It's you have a number or be known by the number of his name. So understand, well, don't you worry, Catherine, when you come out. Why? We'll take care of the hotel room. And we'll take care of food you're feeding you, and we'll take care of the airplane flight, because, of course, you are the canary in the mine shaft, and we don't want anything to happen to the canary.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Catherine Albrecht, who will be our guest at the all-day conference we're going to be having on the 25th of October. And if you haven't made your reservation, you'll certainly want to make it. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program right here at Radio Liberty. But, ladies and gentlemen, the days of freedom are numbered. It is not happening by accident.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three Sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three Sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Catherine is one of my favorite guests. I hope she's one of your favorite guests, too. And as I was just saying, I do believe that God does choose people for a certain specific field. And I believe he's chosen Catherine, who is a Bible-believing Christian, to do what she's doing. And that is keeping us abreast of this movement towards the cashless society. We do carry her book, certainly called Spy Tips. And you can get it from her. You can get it through our ministry. We'll have copies of it there at the meeting. And then, of course, we also have a 4-tape set on spy tips and a 4-CD set. You need to get the information, and you need to help us get the information out. Remember, of course, Catherine will be our guest at the all-day conference, one of our speakers, on the 25th of October, and I promise you that you'll really enjoy coming and meeting her personally, as I have. Certainly, meeting her is a real experience. She's dedicated to our Lord, dedicated Christian, has a PhD from Harvard, and you don't get that if you're a slouch, I'll tell you. So, again, our telephone number, if you'd like to make a reservation to come, we are serving lunch, so you have to have a reservation. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a case of our books to help us, of course, get it reprinted, also because it will give you a weapon to use to explain the spiritual battle that's taking place to others. Well, you can get a case of our books for $149.95. The books ordinarily sell for $12.95 each. You can get 60 of them for $149.95 plus shipping. And, of course, basically, of course, sell them, give them away, do whatever you want to, but it will help you to inform others about the spiritual battle. It's a simple book, and yet, of course, it has a great deal of important information to explain the essence of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged. If you want to understand the swine flu epidemic. We have a 4CD set on that subject. If you want to understand vaccination, we have Vaccination Update 2009. If you want to understand how they're destroying the minds of our children and they know what they're doing, certainly let me suggest our a DVD by Dr. Blaylock, Vaccines and Brain Development. If you want to understand how they're using thimerosal to destroy the brains of our children and they know and you want the scientific studies, the DVD is Mercury, Autism, and the Global Vaccine Program. Mercury, Autism, and the Global Vaccine Program. You don't only get the DVD, but you get a free CD-ROM with literally 1,000 or more pages of documents, scientific documents, the Simpson-Wood secret CDC report where they admit they know they're poisoning the minds of our children, and they're not going to get their children and grandchildren vaccinated, but they're going to have you vaccinate your children, the latest report this last week. Now, the incidence of autism has gone from 1 in 160 children down to 1 in 100 children. And since the disease is so much more prevalent in boys and girls, why it's probably 1 in every 50 or 60 boys will never be a normal boy. They've destroyed them and they know what they're doing. They're destroying the minds of our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. And you need to get the information. We have so much material on this. The books, Vaccine Safe and Effective, the Vaccine Safety Manual, so much. Simply get one of our catalogs or go to our website at radioliberty.com. You have a moral obligation to be involved in this battle because there are demonic and evil forces who want to destroy our children. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs on the Internet 9 hours a day and not get much of anything accomplished, but you'll learn a lot. And then you're welcome, of course, to use any of the material I have produced to copy it and get it out. We want you to reach other people and let them understand.